The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
All right, Michael, we have $3,000 on the line. You ready to play?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck, Mike.
Okie doke. Okay, Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Ready.
Number one, the new trailer for the upcoming 3rd season of The Umbrella Academy dropped. On what streaming service will you find The Umbrella Academy?
Netflix.
Number two, the Critics' Choice Awards took place this weekend. What Jane Campion-directed film won Best Picture?
I don't know.
Number three, the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards are coming up on April 9th. Miranda Cosgrove and what 4-time Super Bowl-winning NFL tight end will host?
Rob Gronkowski.
Number four, Dolly Parton has declined her nomination into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because she says she hasn't earned the right. She's had 25 number one songs on the Billboard country charts. The only female artist to tie that record is affectionately named the Queen of Country. Who is that? Time's up. And number five, what actor that hosted the Oscars 9 times just received the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Critics' Choice Awards? And time. All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right, Michael got 2 out of 5.
Not too good, Mike. Let's see how I do. 3 grand.
Number one, the new trailer for the upcoming 3rd season of The Umbrella Academy just dropped. On what streaming service will you find The Umbrella Academy?
It's Netflix, right?
Yes. Number two, the Critics' Choice Awards took place this weekend. What Jane Campion-directed film won Best Picture?
The Power of the Dog.
Yes. Number three, the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards are coming up on April 9th. Miranda Cosgrove and what 4-time Super Bowl-winning NFL tight end will host?
4-time Super Bowl-winning tight end. It's got to be Gronk.
Yes. Number four, Dolly Parton has declined her nomination to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because she says she hasn't earned her right.
Okay.
She's had 25 number one songs on the Billboard country charts. The only female artist to tie that record is affectionately named the Queen of Country. Who's that?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I'm just going to take a guess and say Reba McEntire.
Reba McEntire is correct.
Wow! Look at me go!
And number
look
5.
Look into my eyes.
Okay.
Look at me.
Seems excessive.
Look at me!
I'm not looking at you. I have to read the questions. Number 5. What actor that's hosted the Oscars 9 times just received the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Critics' Choice Awards?
Oh, God. I mean, now I can't even think.
Just so proud of yourself. God, so proud for saying Reba.
I tilted myself right out of a perfect 5. I don't know. When you say it, it's going to be completely obvious.
It's Billy Crystal.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I wouldn't have guessed that, though, actually.
Really? He's hosted 9 times the Oscars.
I don't think of him as a winner, just a host.
Mm. Okay. Well, Michael, he beat you 4-3 today. That gets you an Anne on Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. My name's Mike, and I can't say...
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro.
All right, we put another $100 in the jackpot. That means tomorrow you'll have your chance at $3,100. And I want to thank Vincent. He supplied 2 of the questions that I used today that were awesome.
Do you think that me and Reba McEntire are friends now?
No, I don't. All right, you have an idea for a question, too? You can send it to me at annonraven.com.